to, if you'll allow me a little bit, I notice a lot of times I'm not as quite as stable on my feet as I really should be. I've never come close to falling or anything like that, but I may start using this a little bit. I'm going to be a little bit like Jules. Sometimes I need maybe a little something here. But let me say this. This lady here walked down the aisle yesterday without a walker. And she did a great job. Great job. But, I mean, I'll put this thing to the side sometimes, but I'm also going to read a little bit because I'm going to deal with a subject matter. We're still dealing with Satan's way, Jesus' way. But we're going to deal with something that everybody has to deal with, and it's called disappointments. Anybody here ever been disappointed? Well, yeah, sure you have. Probably at some point in time when you looked in the mirror this morning, there's a little disappointment there, wasn't it? I'm not the man that I used to be. I don't tell Monica that, but I look in the mirror and see, my goodness gracious, it's hard to believe. Be here 27 years. We just celebrated that here not too long ago. Let me take a moment of privilege to do something. Because every time she's here, it brings back a memory to me. And I just want to say, Nan is here today, and a lot of you may not know who Nan is, but when I came here 27 years ago, her mother was on the pulpit committee that called me, and her mother was also the treasurer here until tragically she was killed in a car wreck. But Nan represents a lot of years of me being here. She and I were a lot younger back in those days. Nan was in the same car wreck of her parents and was giving that very close call to in her life back at that time. But every time she's here, it shows me that God's still on his throne. And after 27 years, still is a ministry going on. And she was here from the very beginning of that and her family. And whenever she's here, it gives me some very, very warm feelings. She's here with her sweet husband. Man, I love you. Thank you for being here. Give her a hand of applause. Disappointment. Satan has his way of dealing with it. Jesus has his way. Let me say from the very moment in this series on how Satan deals with us, everybody's going to deal with disappointments. But a wise man told me one time, you can never truly know what true happiness is about until you've gone through the valley of disappointment. That's true. If everything in life you touch turns to gold, and everything around about you is always wonderful, you've really become a very shallow individual. The truest people, because Jesus went through the valley. You know this, don't you? Now, let me tell you something. God's people will have valleys in their life. But let me tell you this. When you go through the valley, you come on the other side of it, and you give Jesus the praise for it, some of the best witnesses and people on this planet are the people who have gone through the valleys and come on top of it and give God the praise. Give Jesus a hand of applause. All right, Brother Larry, let's look at our first piece of scripture. You believe this, don't you? Psalms 105, the Lord is good. His mercy, his grace, his forgiveness is everlasting. And his truth, I like this word, endureth through all generations. We need people today that's willing to endure.
Amen.
The closer we get to Jesus coming, you can see it all denominations. Here who it is. People are falling away from God. It seems like instead of running to God, they're running away from God because they're blaming God. Every time there seems to be a disappointment in life, God gets to blame for it. sister saying, you know, God, if you loved me, I wouldn't have to deal with this. God, if you loved me, I wouldn't have to go through this. You know, God, if you loved me, I wouldn't have to deal with my financial issues, my health issues, my family issues, my work issues, my church issues, if you loved me. The deal you need to understand is that when it says the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, his truth endureth, because we have another person involved in this situation called Satan. Satan's going to do everything that he can, and this is one powerful individual. One powerful individual. Now, thank God, he's not as powerful as Jesus. Now, I say this all the time, I've been saying it for probably 15 years since I preached that series of sermons years ago called Satan Only Has As Much Power As What? You give him. But it's amazing to me. It's amazing to me how much power you and I give Satan sometimes. And it comes through this area called disappointments. Because Satan goes to run with that in our lives. Instead of saying the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting, we keep saying, what is good about God? Seems like the more I try to live for him, the worse things get. I've had people tell me, the more I go to church, the more things go wrong. I need to stay away from church. What a waste. Man, Satan's pretty sharp, isn't he? God doesn't love you. God wouldn't allow you to go through these things if God loved you. What you need to do is just hang on for yourself. Look out for yourself. Just take care of number one. Don't worry about nobody else. Don't worry about nothing else. You just take care of you. God don't care about you. You just love yourself and we'll all be okay. That's the biggest bunch of lies and garbage that's ever put on the face of this earth. Now, let me tell you something. There's nothing good about you in any way, shape, or form. There's nothing good about me. I can tell you that right now. The only thing that is good is within me is what Jesus is within me.
Amen.
And he will endure and give me all that I need at the time that I need it, because his mercy is everlasting. You believe that? Say amen.
Amen.
All right, why don't you listen for a moment. This book was a book that I had in seminary over 30 years ago. I love going back to this. This was one great, wonderful writer. And actually, I had this in my psychology class. For 30 years, I go back. There's not hardly a week goes by that I don't go and pull out this old paperback book. Because this was a Christian psychiatrist. He wrote this chapter called Life Full of Disappointments. How are you going to deal with it? Listen. From time to time, let me tell you, when you ever heard that phrase, from time to time? From time to time means more likely it's going to happen today, maybe tomorrow, but I promise you, you're going to deal with disappointment. From time to time, all of us face life-altering disappointments that leaves us breathless. You believe that? You believe that? Come on. You believe that, don't you? You know it does. Oftentimes, these disappointments come unexpectedly. Well, that's why it's a disappointment. I don't wake up every day and say, well, you know, I'm sure something's going to go wrong today. Maybe around 1 o'clock today, something will go wrong. Maybe 1:15, I don't know. We don't know when it's going to happen, but we know it's going to happen. Because that's the way life is. If you get up and go to work, if you work for somebody, I promise you, you're going to have to deal with disappointments. Look what it says. But even when we don't have all the answers, there's people looking for answers. Even if we don't seem to have all the answers, God what? Does. Whatever our circumstances, wherever we stand atop the highest mountain or wander through the darkest valley, that's an up and down type thing. You know, we live in a world where people are on the mountaintop one day and in the valley the next. But sometimes people don't know how to handle that. You know, it's easy to be happy on the mountaintop, but it's awful hard to be happy in the valley. It seems like every time we're around somebody, we don't ever know who's going to show up. Because, you know, Satan pulls at us, and One day we wake up, we're nice, the next one we wake up, we're mean. You ever been around somebody like that? Did you wake up this morning, was you mean or was you nice? I mean, it's a 50-50 chance. You know, Brian, you wasn't mean this morning, was you? But tomorrow, you got a chance to be a mean. Kitty was? Yeah, see? There you go. There you go. Kitty's like, oh, yeah, you ain't seen mean yet. You know, we just never know. Our emotions play with us. How we feel. You know, most of the time, if I'm in bad mood, it's because I don't feel worth a nickel. I don't feel good sometimes. I ache sometimes. My body don't work sometimes. My feet don't work sometimes. My brain don't work here like it used to. Okay? Matter of fact, I got more that don't work than does work. Jeez. When I get older, this is what I'm going to look like. Look at that. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'll turn on the light on me. Yeah, turn on me. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You do look just like me. And you're full of it like me.
Guys, forget them now. There's a camera back there. I apologize to people around the world. Sometimes it's just lady, sometimes it's just because it doesn't realize those type of things. But you know, you got to understand life to understand it. We all want to be happy, don't we? Anybody here that don't want to be happy? I want to be happy. I want to feel good. I want to have all the money that I need. I want everything around me to be good. I want my children to be good. I want my wife to be good. I want my church members to be good. I want everybody to be good. I ain't got a chance to.
No.
That's right. Ain't nobody good here, is there? All right? Because that's exactly the way it is. We set ourselves up for those kind of things. You know, instead of looking for somebody good, we need to look for somebody that we understand is under God's grace. You know, buddy, you're good, but there's a lot of people under God's grace today. And when I'm under God's grace and understand that no matter how I feel, no matter how I ache, no matter what goes on or what's happening in my life, I'm under God's grace. And if it's a bad day, a bad week, or whatever's going on, I'm still under God's grace, mercy, because it is everlasting. It's going to endure and get me through no matter what kind of a bad day, bad week, whatever it is that I'm dealing with, because ultimately God is really out for what's best for me.
Amen.
You understand that? Give the Lord a hand of applause. That's right. The writer says life is full of events. Some grand, some not so grand. Yesterday was a grand event. Okay? You know, grand event. The birth of your children. Grand event. Okay? You get your driver's license. It's a grand event. When Kentucky beats Louisville. All right, let's go. Let's get on fair. Yeah. See, now I'm getting nosy. I'm quitting preaching. I'm getting nosy. I got to go on to something else. Okay. During the happy times, we are tempted to take our blessings for granted. You believe that? Man, do we ever take God for granted when it's all good, isn't it? Man, the money's flowing in, I feel good, everybody's happy around me, everything's going well, I just begin to take life for granted. Trouble of this, when life gets like that, you better watch out, because something's getting ready to happen. It always has in my life. And sometimes that fall is a long way when you get up there on top of the mountain. You ain't expecting it. And sometimes when the fall comes, it hurts. But understand this, I've never failed where God was not there to pick me up.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand of applause. But during life's difficult days, the writer says, we discover precisely what we're made of. What are we made of? Is a, what are you made of? You know, my father always preached to me. He was raised during a generation of time where his name meant something. And I've told this story, I haven't told lately, but I've told this story several times. Out of college, I went to work for the company that at that time he'd been with 27 years, and my father got me the job. It was an engineering job, it was a good job. And when I walked in there, I saw Dad out of the plant. He come up to me. He said, "Son, I've worked 28 years to build my name in this company. Do not mess it up." He wasn't pulling no punches. Most of y'all know my father. He was dead serious. He said, "Work hard. The Hodge name means something in this company. Work to maintain it." I worked there 6 years before I left to go to the ministry. The first 3 years I was there, all I was ever known by was Dale's son. They didn't know, my name. "Oh, you're Dale's son. You're Dale's son. You're Dale's son. Oh, yeah. You look like your dad. You're Dale's son. Oh, your daddy. Your daddy. Your daddy. Oh, your daddy. Your daddy. Oh, I'm so sick of hearing your daddy. Your daddy. Oh, but I wouldn't hear that my daddy back, but I'll just tell you the story." So, when I got ready to leave, and Dad knew I was going into the ministry, we were sort of walking down the same road. He and I were talking about something. And this guy came up to us. And he said, "Oh, you must be Roger's father." Now, the reason, and my dad just smiled from ear to ear. Because he would rather, at that point in time, rather be known as Roger's father. Because at that time, it meant that he had done something right in raising me. You have to understand something. In life, and I didn't have a perfect 6 years there. There were some days that I didn't like that company very well. But I knew good and well that I needed to act and present myself in a manner that was pleasing to my dad. And I always knew that. Now, to this day, I raise my two like that. And this one's with me every Sunday. And most of y'all know her as, "Oh, well, you must be Stephanie's father." You know, Stephanie's made a name for herself. She don't need that anymore. Because she was raised to make a name for herself. Whenever you go to where she works at today, she's only been there for 2 or 3 months. She handles these older people with the kid gloves. But I won't tell you why. Because there's a reason for everything. Because for the last few years that my father lived, she had to handle him with kid gloves. Now, not only that, but my father was at the same place where Steph was the other director. His name's on the plaque there. Now, there's reasons for everything in life. We have to understand how we represent ourselves in life depicts who we are. Disappointment should not pick who you are in life. You're going to deal with them, you're going to have them. Rise above them and understand there's a greater cause in yourself. And actually, when you get down to it, the greatest cause of all is Jesus. That's what it's all about. How you live your life, what you do. Don't let disappointments dictate who you are. Let me tell you something. When you rise above that, you'd be surprised what a wonderful testimony you become. Our son Matt's the same way. Now, it's not because they're two perfect kids, believe me, these two are not perfect. Sometimes they act like their mother, like me. But I never raised him to be perfect. I raised him to be grateful and understand. Throughout life, whatever throws at you, stand tall. Let your name mean something. You understand this? As a child of God, you represent Jesus 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Amen.
No matter where you're at, no matter what you're doing. And the best way to really represent Jesus is when life throws a lot at you and you're still standing and say, give God the glory. That's why we go through disappointments. That's why we deal with what we deal with. Because when we rise above it, Jesus gets the glory. Don't let disappointments define you. Rise above it. Believe me, you will endure. You will endure until Jesus calls you. God's life is all about dealing with this still fact. Let Jesus shine in your life. Whether it's a disappointment time or a praise time, let him come through. Because when you do, all the glory goes to him. And you'd be surprised how fast you'll be back on the mountaintop again. That's good advice, people. Give them a hand. Stand with me, please. Every head bowed and every eye. Father, the most precious and holy name. We know your presence is in this place. Oh, Satan, he loves to come at us and say, hey, God doesn't love you, God doesn't care for you. You wouldn't have to deal with what you deal with. But that's a lie. If you're watching Bayonet today, you understand one thing. Life is going to throw disappointments at you. But believe me, Jesus is with you every step of the way. Whether you're in the valley or on the mountaintop, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And he will endure to all generations. From the beginning of time to the end of time. Walk with Jesus every day. Through the valley, on top of the mountain. Through the tears, through the laughter. Let Jesus lead the way. Father, bless these moments. Father, especially if there be one here today that's lost. Father, may they truly understand that they need Jesus today. Father, to those who need a quiet time at this altar for whatever reason, we pray that they'll come and leave it here at this altar. To those who need me to pray with them, I invite you to come. Whatever decision, may God truly bless you and understanding. God's grace, God's love, God's mercy endures. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. As Michael begins to play, we invite you to come in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.